Vaccine to be free as rollout plans get go-ahead is the front page headline for the Irish Examiner this morning, above detail of the story that as the country prepares to start vaccinations next month, Taoiseach Micheál Martin has said the jabs will be free. The paper writes that the Taoiseach told last night's meeting of the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party that the vaccines will be made available in a sequence, with priority given to healthcare workers, the elderly and nursing home residents. The front page of the Irish News has the story that seven COVID-19 vaccination centres are to open in Northern Ireland, which will be receiving 1.5 million doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, 25,000 of which are due to arrive next week. On page 3 of the Irish Times, Paul Cullen has a helpful explainer panel which addresses many of the questions that are on everybody's lips, including, can we get back to normal soon? Not quite, he writes. It takes a month after the first of the two doses before Pfizer's jab is effective. The process of rolling out the vaccine to most of the population will take much of 2021. Still though, the vaccine story brought out the best in the tabloid headline writers this morning. The Irish Daily Star has fun rebranding the traditional Coca-Cola truck as Pfizer for its front page image, alongside the words "Jolly days are coming," while the Irish Sun leads on "Vac to the future." Surge in house prices to be fuelled by pandemic savings is the main front page story for the Irish Independent this morning, above Senan Maloney and Gareth Morgan's piece, which says that property prices are set to rise further since prospective buyers have been able to save more during the pandemic, with Irish people now holding €123 billion on deposit. Elsewhere, Owen English writes on the front page of The Examiner that the campaigner and historian Catherine Corliss fears that Cork's Bessborough site hides horrors similar to the Tuam Babies scandal. Ms Corliss spoke to The Examiner following confirmation that a property developer plans to build over 200 apartments on a parcel of land near the former mother and baby home, which campaigners believe overlaps a children's burial plot. Finally, the features pages of the Irish Times offer a truly eclectic mix of reading across pages 10 and 11. In Arts and Ideas, Tara Brady writes about Marion Davies, an early Hollywood star who became ridiculed because of her relationship with William Randolph Hearst. Jo Humphreys has a piece about Hannah Arendt, the political theorist who famously wrote of the banality of evil in her coverage of the trial of the Nazi war criminal Adolf Eichmann. In the Life Science section on page 10, UCD Maths Professor Peter Lynch has timely advice on aesthetic balance when it comes to Christmas tree decorating by employing the four-colour theorem. And Anthony King writes about the latest book from Harvard Professor Daniel Lieberman, which says that humans were evolved to run but not to exercise, good and all as it may be for us. He writes, when people don't exercise, we label them as lazy, but they're actually doing what we are evolved to do, which is to avoid unnecessary physical activity.